Good morning, everyone, and we welcome Barbara Ray to Coffee Call this morning.
Good morning. I like the sunshine, and I like hearing the temperatures going up.
Absolutely, and it is perfect day to think about gardening. You can be a slave to your garden, or you can be like Barbara Ray.
Well, Barbara was a slave at times. I used to have the hedges that you had to trim that were formal, and now I've found out that some of the hedges, they'd only have to be trimmed in the spring and just to remove damaged limbs. It makes my life easier, and I can enjoy those shrubs, but I still like the boxwoods trimmed, and I'm willing to put the time in to have pretty boxwoods trimmed and shaped.
Yeah, and you noticed our boxwoods, that we lost part of it due to the very cold weather last year. Is there anything we can do to help?
I had some plants that I'd had over 20 years that were dwarf Japanese hollies, and I was ready to spade prune, take a chainsaw, cut it down, and one of my friends said, where's your optimism? Where you're always telling us don't give up on plants, that they'll come out from the root. So I said, okay, we'll trim it back. We trimmed it back. It came out this past year. It's going to be fine. The base of those plants are probably 10 inches across, and it is a mature plant, and to replace that plant, I would have had to have spent quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I think if we cut back things, they're going to come out from the root, they're going to come out from the stem. I'm looking at yours out the window, and I see some small new growth on it. So I wouldn't give up. It'll take some tender love and care, and maybe next year, if we're going to have a very severe winter, a wrap in a burlap sack is the way to protect a boxwood.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, what other gardening tips do you have for us, Barbara?
Well, wait. We're still going to have a frost, and I know I'm the world's worst at wanting to get started. Yesterday I took a golf cart ride around the farm. I looked at the Bradford pears in bloom. I looked at my star magnolia, daffodils, grape hyacinths, japonica was in bloom. And it just makes you want to start growing and start digging and getting the growing season going. But we still have some cold weather, and we've got to take it easy. Here in Marshall County, some of our areas, our planting zones have changed.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
When I first lived here, we used to be a zone 6. And then we went to a zone 7, then a 7A. And now there's portions of Marshall and Callaway that are in zone 7B. And when you're buying, we were talking about the boxwoods and shrubs and things. When you're buying those, look on that tag so that you see the zone that it grows for. If it says a 7B, then you're safe. It's going to withstand the temperatures that we have here. But along the Clarks River and along some of the streams, they have changed our zone. And right now, I'm in 7B where I am. And that means that I can grow plants that I used to couldn't grow. But again, we've got the boxwoods that are kind of on the borderline. So you have to read that tag when you go into the nurseries to select a plant. Make sure that you select something that is hardy for here.
What's the difference temperature-wise between a 6 and a 7B?
I knew you would ask me that. 5 to 10 degrees is a 7B. And then it goes from 5-0 on 7A.
Okay.
And when we're talking about temperatures down to zero, it can, if there's moisture in the stems, it can split the stems and you've lost that branch on your plant.
Okay. So we could bring in different, I knew you said that you could bring in new plants. What are some of the new plants that are going to work in a 7B?
Well, I love some of the old ones that are tried and true because we can always have a cold snap that damages things. Right now, the forsythia is blooming, the japonica, the spring shrubs are blooming, but we're starting to see the garden industry want to introduce new things. And as growers, we want to have the newest variety, the newest thing, the newest plant. And once we've grown a plant successfully, we have a tendency to go to what's new. Now, on cherry tomatoes, there's a white cherry tomato this year that you'll be seeing. And it's supposed to go from a kind of a lime green to a white. And on a plate with red tomatoes, we're going to have gardeners that want to grow it to have something different when they have that barbecue and put out things. They want to have pretty things. And these white tomatoes, I looked at them, and I'm not sure where I am on a white tomato. The literature I'm reading says it has a good sweet taste. Last year I grew a tomato that was half red and half black. The bottom of it was a dark, almost black color, and the top was a red. I tasted it. I liked the taste, but it just didn't do as much for me as a pretty red tomato. I had rather have an orange one or a light red. And when they have cherry tomatoes that are striped with orange and green. But we're going to see all sorts of things be introduced for us to grow.
Well, speaking of tomatoes, and I've noticed this in my own personal thing, you know, this friend will bring me this tomato. This friend will give me this tomato. They look exactly alike. But they taste different. Is it because of the soil that they've...
Many times people feed tomatoes and they pump them through with fertilizer, wanting them to have a big, huge tomato. Most people in our area, that's the one plant that people grow. They grow tomatoes. They want to have tomatoes. They like to have them with a sandwich. They like to have it on a burger. It's something that most people like tomatoes, and we see them now. The trend is to grow them in a 5-gallon bucket because you can control the amount of water, and the variety does have something to do with it. One of the best tasting tomatoes that I have ever grown is an heirloom tomato. And it is Cherokee purple.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my neighbor does those.
The flavor is very, very good. But again, we have a different color completely. And it's in what your eye is pleased with. But I'll grow every year. I'll grow Cherokee purple. And that'll be what I take to the house for a sandwich, take to the house for a grill burger. That'll be the one that I go for. As far as taste, it is a sweeter taste. And some people enjoy an acid taste. But we have so much confusion about tomatoes because there's two types of tomatoes. There's a determinate and an indeterminate. And we have people, lots of times I get questions, they'll say, well, my tomatoes just came on all at once and then nothing. What did I do wrong? They didn't do anything wrong. It was the variety they selected. Determinate tomatoes are tomatoes that have been hybridized for canning and for preserving, for putting up, and they want that crop to come on all at one time.
Yeah.
So the determinant are really getting a definite time frame that you can plan on those tomatoes, and you can put them up, you can can them, you can dry them, you can freeze them, you can work with it all at once. The indeterminate are my favorite because they will bloom from the time they start blooming until we have a killing frost. And they continue, and you have tomatoes way into the fall.
Gotcha. All right, good tips. All right, we're talking with Barbara Ray, Master Gardener from Marshall County, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Coffee Call.